What's up, my content fam? Today I got a special episode. I'm on my way to work. I work at a gym here in Austin, Texas. I'm really loving it. And one of the things that I really love is that I get to overlap fitness and media and just being this systems engineer kind of content systems engineer for them. So they have this treehouse and there's a podcast studio in it. I've created booking pages where you can book out a time to use that podcast and really use it however you want, and I can help you run it. Anyways, that's not the point of this episode. I just want to tell you, like, I'm excited because I like what I'm doing at the gym. The gym's called Squatch Frontier Fitness, and I do feel like I'm on the frontier of something new in my life. And that's what this episode is also about. This is about the crypto space, the NFT, and tokenizing, creating your own coin as a creator or for your own business. Now, if you haven't played video games like RPG, first person. Okay, obviously I don't play enough video games, but I've played them back in the day. And game theory is a real thing where you're trying to level up, you're trying to get attributes, and you're also trying to get badges that allow you into certain clubs or certain territories of the game. Now, if you don't know anything about NFTs, the easiest way to think about it is it's a digital file that attaches to something like a digital file. It can also be a physical item. I believe one day we will have NFTs attaching to cars, homes, and essentially the value of whatever that NFT is on is variable based on the previous owners of that item or just like the scarcity of it. But what I was saying with badges and getting into groups, I think is something that you guys should become more familiar with, because today's world, you can sign up, you can pay for a course from an instructor, somebody who's an author, a very good entrepreneur. And I hope you guys are all familiar with this, because this is a good model that I've used with other people and I've used myself, like paying someone else. But I would pay to get a YouTube's ad course. Now, I get that course, and let's say I only make it 50% of the way through and I don't actually apply the YouTube ads. That puts me in a certain category of customer quality, right? Like, I didn't actually do everything that course said I should do. Now, if you wanted to make an NFT to track your customers and how well they're doing, I believe we're going to be able to do that. So you're going to be able to say, join this group, and you're only allowed to join if you got 100% the way through the YouTube's course, you ran a YouTube ad, and let's just say you made a 50% on your 50% return on your investment. Okay, that's never really been done. I don't know if you guys are understanding the concept here, but really, really quick before I end this out, because I do want to keep it at 5 minutes. This is just a thought in my mind that I want to put out, but if you complete a course, you can get a token to be inside of a Discord group or a Facebook group, and you're essentially going to be surrounded with other people who have that same token and have done what you've done. You know, I'm in like 4 really good business Facebook groups right now that I don't believe the people in that group are all at the same level, which has its merits. That's good, because people will be asking questions and then people who've already been there can answer it. So there's some sort of ecosystem where answers are solved. But what I want to say is that if you can create a token and you're able to attach that token to a person who has completed your course, well, then you can show that token to other people who you meet along your journey and say, look, I've got this badge, I've got this token, I have proof that I've completed the course, I've ran the ads, and you can essentially trust that I put in the time to study and work on this topic. Now, I'm just gonna leave it at that, because I think it's a really cool concept that we haven't really had before. But again, I'm about to get into work, and if you're liking this episode, you know, please let me know, because I'm loving crypto, and I'm loving the feel of where things are going right now. The web 2.0 sounds very, very amazing. But that's it for today. I will catch you guys on the next one.